Today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we have a little holiday fun. Stay tuned.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Today is Christmas Eve, and Danielle has something different planned today. Because it's a Christmas Eve edition, she thought it would be fun to do a little quiz on San Diego knowledge to see
exactly
how much we both know about where we live.
Well, the problem is that I created the quiz, so hopefully
so she already knows all the answers.
I have the answers. So. But we're going to test Bob's knowledge, and if you want to, we'll make a short pause so you can think about it, and maybe you can test your own knowledge as well.
Yeah.
So, okay, are you ready for the first question?
And you can find this quiz, too, on our website.
Yeah, we'll post it on the website in January, so
yeah.
You'll have to wait a little while, but we will have this quiz on our website within the next few weeks.
Yeah, just something kind of fun to check out. So go ahead. Let's go. Shoot.
Okay. So where is the San Diego Zoo located? Is it Balboa Park, Mission Trails, La Jolla, or Coronado?
So the San Diego Zoo is located in Balboa Park.
Good job. Okay, next one. What is the name of the annual event held in Del Mar? Comic-Con, the San Diego Festival of Lights, the San Diego County Fair, Del Mar Museum Days.
The San Diego County Fair. Where is the Festival of Lights?
I believe Balboa Park has a Festival of Lights.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, so the county fair is in Del Mar.
Yeah, and the San Diego Museum Days is completely made up. So
yeah, okay.
Oh, maybe they're actually, you know what, Balboa Park probably has a San Diego Museum Days, actually.
They might.
So maybe that isn't actually made up.
Maybe.
Who was the first person to drive over the San Diego Coronado Bridge?
So I know this one because we have obviously family in Coronado.
You might be one of the few people that do know this one. I think that this one stumped a lot of people.
Yeah.
Is it Tom Cruise, Ronald Reagan, Robert Redford, or Meryl Streep?
So it is Ronald Reagan.
It is Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That was done. That's because the bridge was done when he was governor.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A cool little San Diego knowledge there.
Yeah.
This one didn't stump me, but it stumped Jake, actually. Where is the Top Gun house located? Encinitas, Oceanside, Imperial Beach, or Mission Beach?
So it's located in Oceanside.
That's right.
Yeah.
San Diego produces more of this crop than any other place in the United States. Is it lemons, grapefruits, strawberries, or avocados?
So this is really interesting, right? So because of the number of years that I lived on the central coast of California as well, I happen to know this one, and this is a big competition between Santa Barbara and San Diego. The answer is avocados, and Oxnard and
Ventura County.
Oxnard is in Ventura County.
Mm-hmm.
They have a huge strawberry production, but so does Carlsbad.
So
these two areas, it's funny, but North San Diego County and Santa Barbara and North Ventura counties are constantly competing for the agricultural type stuff where it's avocados, strawberries, lemons, although lemons are becoming less prevalent in California due to the water usage you need for citrus.
Oh.
So citrus is kind of a big
deal. I thought avocados use a lot of water as well.
Avocados don't use as much water as citrus because a lot of the citrus is filled with water. That's what makes it, healthy.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but the avocados, the problem with avocados is the land use for them and the root systems. So, in Santa Barbara, with all the mudslides that they had and stuff.
Oh,
you know,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Some of the avocados, they had to get rid of. So,
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, San Diego still holds that title.
San Diego still holds the record. So if you like guacamole, this is the place to live.
Yes, except it's not avocado season right now.
No, so it's not.
That's too bad.
It's not.
Okay, these famous people are all from San Diego, except is it Sandra Bullock, Cameron Diaz, Robert Duvall, or Tony Hawk?
So Sandra Bullock.
That is correct.
Yeah, she's from Texas.
She's from Texas?
I think so.
Okay, I did not know where she's from. I just chose her because she seemed like someone that wouldn't be from San Diego.
I think she's a Texas person, yeah.
So this is a true or false. The Birch Aquarium at Scripps features more than 60 exhibits of fish and invertebrate. True or false?
That is true.
That's a lot of exhibits.
Yeah, it is.
I've actually never been.
So I haven't either, but I've read about it online. And I think I had a friend of mine here like a couple of years ago that we were going to go surfing over at La Jolla Shores.
Yeah.
And ended up going by it, but never went in, but read about it and everything.
It's one of those things. So you, maybe,
it's supposed to be pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Maybe after this is all over, we'll actually go. True or false, it's illegal to swim in any of the lakes in the city of San Diego.
That's true, right?
That is true. And actually, I've read this before. It's just not something new to me. But the thing is, with San Diego, they're all man-made.
Yeah.
So there is no, like, naturally occurring lakes in the city of San Diego. So
okay.
I guess, you know, we obviously have the ocean. So you don't really need a lake.
Yeah. Yeah. So no swimming in the lakes in San Diego. That's interesting.
Yep. Built in 1863, the blank is the world's oldest active sailing ship, which calls its home in the port of San Diego. Is it the Santa Maria, the Star of India, or the American Promise, or Royal Fortune?
So it's the Star of India, and I've been on it and been on a little sailing cruise on it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of
cool. It's a beautiful ship. I always pass it. But what's funny is when I was making this quiz, I had to find out other sailboat names because I don't know sailboats.
Yeah.
So.
The Santa Maria, that's a good one, right?
Yeah. There you go. Famous sailboats. All right. This famous child book writer called San Diego home for much of her life. Is it Annie Rice, Ronald Dahl, R.L. Stine, or Theodore Seuss, Ted?
So it's Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
And he's La Jolla.
He is a La Jolla. I guess he wasn't a native, though, right?
I don't think he was a native. I think he moved to La Jolla.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was here for years. So if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure you can see his house from La Jolla Shores because I think my nephew Michael pointed that out to me.
It makes a lot of sense. I know that there is a lot of museums that used to, like, down in, you know, I'm sure there's still a lot of them still there. I wonder how well they're surviving now that have, like, a lot of Dr. Seuss type of stuff around.
Yeah.
I did not know that, actually, though. That makes 10 sense. So, yes, you got 10 out of 10 right.
10 out of 10.
So, yeah, you are officially a San Diego scholar.
Yeah. So, it's fun, right, to have a little, you know, something that is more holiday appropriate than real estate news.
Well, and what's funny is that, you know, it's shocking that both of us have not been to Birch Aquarium.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to the San Diego County Fair once.
So I have not been.
You know, it's.
But I'm just probably not a fair guy.
Yeah, I'm not really a fair person either. But,
yeah.
You know, these are things that San Diego is known for, and yet you and I, this Festival of Lights, I've been to that in Balboa Park. I'm not even sure if it's called the Festival of Lights.
So I think you went last year, right? Didn't we talk about it? Like, weren't we going to go as like an office at some point, or weren't we going to do and get drinks and stuff? But I don't.
It's not even called. I don't even think it's called the Festival of Lights. I'll have to look that up. But it's the big holiday celebration in Balboa Park every year.
Yeah.
And it attracts a lot of people, obviously, this year being the exception.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. It's interesting. The one thing about San Diego is no matter what time of year it is, there's always like a ton to do. There's just tons of things to do and see here. it's a beautiful city. We feel really fortunate to live here. This has been, you know, one of the tougher years, I think, on anyone who lives here, especially our restaurant people. We're really hoping that things improve for them in the new year and hoping that, you know, we see a resurgence of small business come back as well. So, also, we're going to be tracking some pretty interesting real estate stuff next year, right?
There's going to be a lot of stuff going on.
There's going to be a lot going on. Going to be some interesting stories. I think probably the four biggest are going to be, you know, what happens with apartments and apartment rents. That's always the area that we're focused in. I think also what happens with old, you know, Qualcomm stadium site, and what do they get down there, and what kind of building do we actually see? We know that the stadium is going to be coming for San Diego State. We know the big project down in Mission Valley. So Mission Valley is going to be one of those critical submarkets that there's going to be a ton of activity. And then thirdly, I think that the biotech that's going on downtown is going to be a big anchor for downtown, and that's going to be a real lifting thing for an area that, of all the areas, got really hammered by this pandemic.
Downtown definitely did. But, you know,
you can feel it when you're down there.
You know, and, you know, I don't know how true this is, so I question even saying this, but I heard that, you know, as we get kind of towards the light of the end of the tunnel with a vaccine being finally FDA approved, chances are you will need to get vaccinated more than once for this. So having a biotech industry here in San Diego, will be obviously very useful just to drive business down here in San Diego, because it's not going to end with one round of vaccines, it seems like. So, you know, we're going to be constantly dealing with this pandemic for a while in different ways, and having that industry here in San Diego will be really useful.
Yeah, I agree. For sure. There's going to be there's going to be a lot of great jobs that come out of that as well, and it's going to be a real stimulus to the economy. So I think it's going to be great. I think also we're going to see overall kind of what happens with the housing market as well, and whether or not some of these newer projects can get out of the ground and get done. I was reading an article yesterday that we're starting to see some lenders, based on the national vacancy rate that's happening with apartments, some of the larger agency lenders, Freddie, Fannie, people like that, are starting to take a closer look at the apartment market, and they're starting to pull back a little bit on financing. So that's going to be an interesting thing to follow, too. We'll probably see more of that in the first quarter than we have in all of last year. And we'll have to really follow how with the vaccine being distributed and things like that, how the economy does reopen and what happens to these rents and how this new administration decides to handle some of the current things that are in place, like the eviction laws. So those are going to be a big topic of conversation, especially during this new Biden transition and going forward, for how we kind of unwind out of the pandemic.
It's going to be an interesting 2021. I feel like, you know, 2020 has been an interesting year, but, you know, it's not over. We're not out of the woods yet, obviously.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff that's going to be changing and adjusting going into next year that's going to be really interesting to watch. You know, you're right. Like, what small businesses are going to be affected by this, and how are we going to recover as things start to reopen?
Yeah, these are going to be big topics of conversation. There's going to be, you know, a little bit of pain, I think, for everybody. I think that there's going to be some good with some bad, as there always is. But in this case, I think that some things, probably life is going to be a little different after this. You know, some things are probably going to come back pretty quickly, and some things are probably going to go away forever. So the retail world is definitely going to be very topsy-turvy, and the restaurant world is going to be, you know, hit pretty hard. Cities where there's a lot of really, you know, exquisite dining, San Francisco, Los Angeles, places like that, some of the high-end stuff, you're already hearing that they're not going to be able to sustain it and bring it back. So on one side, you're going to see some of the old go out, and some of the old, you know, the real trademark stuff for some of those bigger cities. But on the other side, you're going to see some new creative things come in. So, you know, I think that we'll recover, and I think there's going to be, you know, some new things that are going to come out of this that'll be kind of cool. The apartment market is going to be very interesting to watch because there's a lot of pressure from the state and cities and everything else here. And then you've got, you know, now lenders kind of, you know, pulling back a little bit, and the combination of the eviction moratorium that needs to be closely watched. We've been pretty fortunate in our markets, I think, and with most of the colleagues we've talked to, you know, collections have been pretty consistent. But, you know, in other parts of California, I know Los Angeles has been hit very hard. I know San Francisco, and the exodus out of San Francisco is very real. And that's happening on a much, I think, greater scale than what, you know, people were expecting. I hear that, like, the new hotspot is Miami. So it's going to be interesting to see these new transitions into these different cities and what happens with that and what happens to housing in the post-exodus city of San Francisco. You know, right now, I think just across the board, if you're a renter in San Francisco, you can easily go in and negotiate a 20% reduction in your rent, and there will be no discussion with the landlord, from what I'm hearing. And I have friends that have, you know, not only real estate up there, but also that are larger apartment owners that, you know, are talking about, you know, that never in the whole time they've owned stuff have they seen buildings go below, you know, 5% vacant. And now they're, you know, in their smaller buildings, they're having, you know, they're hitting like 40%. So it's going to be interesting to see, and it'll be interesting to see how things pick back up over the next year and what happens with some of the tech business too, and how they come back to work. You know, do offices get occupied again? So those are going to be some of the questions we're going to follow. We want to wish everyone happy holidays. Thanks for listening to us all year. We look forward to putting out more content next year. And thanks for listening to the Southern California Real Estate Report.